You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crowe. Grayson's police chief Mitch Bratton was arrested yesterday after several undisclosed charges were announced. Bratton was previously indicted in May 2020 on malfeasance in office. Bratton, for his part, via Facebook, says the arrest came up in 2020 and is the same case from 2020, and he says it's the third time he's been arrested for the same case with the same docket number. He also said a judge initially found no probable cause for the charges at a preliminary examination. He says the prosecution has now gone and gotten an indictment. He says it's only been 2 weeks after he qualified to run for re-election that the state decided he needed to be booked on the charges. A state appeals court upholds the disqualification of Shreveport's current mayor, Adrian Perkins. He won't be able to run for re-election this fall. Perkins was found to have used an incorrect address on his qualifying papers. He says that he was confused by the numerous television cameras that were there for the qualifying. A local judge has ruled that the incorrect address is a violation of election law. LSU Shreveport political science professor Jeff Sadow says Perkins' lawyers argued it was just a clerical error, but the three judges did not see it that way.
And that opinion pretty much took all those apart. They found him very wanting, in those particular explanations.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals made its ruling public yesterday. In her concurrence with the decision, Judge Shonda Stone said Perkins' Ivy League education made it hard to believe he simply made a mistake. Sato explains.
There is certainly some disbelief at how someone who is a West Point graduate, a Harvard Law School graduate, who could apparently follow the rules on one thing, was suddenly totally overlook it on another. So they did not find his excuses very convincing.
For his part, Perkins claims he's been targeted by political foes who wish to suppress the votes of his supporters. Sato says he will almost certainly take the appeal further to the Louisiana State Supreme Court.
He's got the money in the bank, so he's going to do it. And, after all, he has to. He's not going to be reelected any other way, and that's what he wants.
Sato says he doesn't expect Perkins' outcome will change in the high court. There's a battle for starting quarterback at ULM between Chandler Rogers and Jaya Wright. Rogers appeared in 12 games last season. Wright appeared in 4. Coach Terry Bowden breaks down the competition.
Both have proven they have the quality of the ability to play in this league, and there'll be a battle. Everybody talks about Chandler, and deservedly so, but Jaya Wright has been nip and tuck with him all summer. I think that's the biggest.
This is 90.3 KEDM.